We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explored manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
He's the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, maybe the President of the United States one day. I think a room full of pastors who just heard him speak would want that. And what was awesome is you spoke, Mark Robinson, and a bunch of people went forward, put their hands on you, and really prayed. It was a powerful time of prayer. Prayed for our president to come to Christ. Prayed for our leadership. And really prayed for there to be a great awakening in our country. And this is something that you talk about the Lord a lot. You've been a breath of fresh air, and you're also a guy that people don't know how to handle you in the media. What do we call that? A lightning rod. But who is Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson?
Well, first off, thank you for having this, doing this interview and being here, and we certainly appreciate it. I'm Joe Everybody. Honestly, I am a person. Grew up right here in the area in Greensboro. Went to Greensboro Public Schools, worked in a factory, owned a small business at one time, and now, you know, God has led me to do what I'm doing now. So, you know, I just feel, because of that, I feel a real connection with people, and want to help this state and the people in it succeed to a great extent. So that's just, you know, that's just who I am.
Wow. And sadly, the things we face in North Carolina are happening all over the country. And you have spoken directly about that. And some folks are like, well, why should a pastor, why should a man of God be speaking about political things? But how do you respond to people like that, that make those kind of statements, that they try to separate these moral issues and these political issues and say, well, just stay away. I mean, you could have just stayed home, run your business. And you, but what set you off to get into this whole arena?
Well, you know, you hear about things, separation of church and state, and that doesn't exist. You know, people who know the tenets of our government know that that's not a premise. And then you hear about other things where they say, well, people, the church shouldn't be involved in politics. But I always remind people the church and politics are inextricably linked. And I do that by reminding them the last obstacle to crucify Christ was a governor. it wasn't some religious leader. It was a governor. They had to go to the governor to get permission to execute Jesus. And so those things are linked together at the hip. And we see it all throughout the formation of our nation. When the Constitution was being crafted, those folks took a break and went across the street to the church and prayed for wisdom to continue. Before that, during the Revolution at Valley Forge, Martha Washington saved the Revolution by bringing blankets and Bibles to those men and the Word of God. And so the Word of God and God's will and His ways are ingrained in this nation. And the more we see ourselves pulling away from that, the more I think we see ourselves falling into the chaos that we see now.
Wow. And chaos it is. The government wants to fund. There's bills, all kinds of bills lined up to mutilate your kid. If your little five-year-old accidentally grabs a Barbie doll instead of a Tonka truck in kindergarten, without parental consent, they're trying to raise money. They're trying to pass a bill to do that. Abortion on demand, trying to pay for we still kill our young in our country. And we have a Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina who's not bowed his knee to Baal. He's standing up for Christ, and he's African American, and yet people still call you racist. And you would think why every African American should support this man of God. But what's going on there? Why the confusion? Why is that even an issue?
I think because we've leaned on falsehoods for so long. I mean, all the falsehoods that are out there. I mean, every falsehood from the fact that people think that the Republican Party is the party that was responsible for slavery, to the falsehood that people think the Democrats gave black people the right to vote in 1965. I mean, we have not leaned on our history. We have not learned from our history. We do not know our history. popular culture has taken over and vexed the minds of people all across this nation. And I say that not as an indictment just to them, but it was a time in my life when I was the exact same way, when pop culture meant more to me than the word of God. And I leaned on that understanding instead of on his understanding. And when I reversed that, I started to see my life change in amazing ways, not just in the knowledge that I gained, but in the things that I was able to do in my life. And I think that's part of the problem. We have really got to get back to teaching our children about how this nation was formed and the truth about how it was formed. And we've got to get back to bringing the word of God to our children as well.
Well, you're a big speaker at Standing for Freedom, the big event they're having. And one of their quotes, one of their statistics, which is tragic, is that like 50% or so of Christians didn't even vote in the last election. And here we have this onslaught of immorality flooding, and we have this religious persecution. You're not going to be able to say any of this stuff. I mean, if they have their way, H.R. 55 and other bills in front of the Senate right now, and if the governor of North Carolina has his way, he wants to shut down anyone that wants to speak, just even graciously speak their mind about things. So why is it important people go to the polls, and why is it important that people, Christians, vote, and they vote according to the word that you just talked about?
It's important for one reason, because God is the one who gave you your freedom. And the way that you maintain that freedom, the way you maintain that freedom is by doing due diligence to make sure that it stays in place and making sure that you're not voting for people who literally want to take that freedom away from you. That is the one thing that Christians need to remember. Christians love to say, "I don't do politics." Americans love to say they don't do politics. If you get out of bed in the morning, you're doing politics. And if you don't do politics, I like to say it like this. If you don't do politics, politics will certainly do you. Wow. And it'll do you in.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, very well said. What do you say to people about conveying the love of Christ? Conveying, like the pastors. I just heard pastors who you would think, well, these pastors, they're making fun and knocking and they're cursing under their breath Joe Biden. Well, they just prayed for him. Mm-hmm. They just prayed for the whole administration. They prayed for the leftist Senate leaders. They just prayed for them. What do you say to believers about, they're about being a witness in politics, about, you know, obviously prioritizing the kingdom of God, but being a witness in this process and in having conversations with, you know, with speech seasoned with salt, you know, speaking right. The truth in love?
I poke fun at those folks on the side of the aisle, and they poke fun back at me, and I don't begrudge that, and I think that there's room for that. But ultimately, what we have to realize is this, and I said this one of the very first ones of these events that I went to, and I said, you know, we talk about God setting aside a mansion for us in heaven. And I said, I would imagine myself being in the mansion that God has given me in heaven and looking out the window and seeing people come up, you know. And I started naming people, and I named, I think I said that to Ronald Reagan and some others. But then I said, and I looked out there and I saw Joe Biden coming up. And I think people thought that I was going to tell a joke, but I wasn't joking. I was not joking. When I think about the dream that I have of heaven, I think one of the greatest things that you could think of when you think of heaven is you think about not just being full of the people that you loved, but also being full of the people that you strove against on earth. And that we've all thrown all that off, and that we're now all in the presence of God, praising God and saying, "Hey, man, you know, I thought you were wrong. You thought I was wrong. Turns out we were both wrong." Yeah. And once we got it right and praise God, now we're here together. Yeah. That would be the greatest day ever. That would be the greatest day ever.
And really, as believers, we are to love our enemies. That's to pray for those who persecute you. You have had some evil things hurled at you, awful things, you know, called you, racial things called. I mean, I thought the left, this tolerant Democratic Party, but they're calling you horrible things. Yes. And that I won't even say on this show, you know, and that's something. And yet you've held your course, you've stood strong, and ultimately that is the agenda to win souls. And ultimately, religious freedom is what you're fighting for.
That's right.
And so that we can share the gospel in our country. But if the left has its way, which is the socialism, which is always packaged in a nice grandfatherly fashion, right? And if socialism has its way, you will not be able to share the gospel. You will not be able to say Jesus is the only way. And pastor, you will marry transgenders in your church.
Yep.
Period.
You'll shut your church down.
Well, they'll shut you down. Tax exemption. You know, they'll take that away. But then when it's jail time, their goal is for you to change your view and to move away from God's word. But God's word never changes, right, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson?
It does not. It does not. It never changes. And I like to say it like this. You can't transcend God's creation or his word. You can't do it. You can try all you want to, but his word is set in stone, and it will always be. And we have to stand on that word and believe in that word. And I believe that if we do stand on that word and believe in that word and proclaim that word, that we will win in this nation here down on earth.
Okay, so you heard it from him. Go vote. Pastors, encourage your people to vote. Now, I did a commentary recently. I said, you know, I mean, I'm not dead set against a pastor endorsing a candidate, but if he really preaches the word and the truth about life, about genders, about marriage, he doesn't maybe necessarily need to endorse a candidate. That's because right. We're not that dumb. Like, we have a Bible, we can read it, but we got to get in a church that teaches the Bible.
That's exactly right. I like to say the same thing about America. You don't have to tell a child to love America. You just have to teach them how to succeed in it. If you teach them how it operates and how to succeed in it, they'll come to love it naturally. And it's the same way with God. Once you see God working in your life, nobody has to tell you that he's good and that he works. You'll come to know it on your own.
Well, we're so grateful for you. So many folks want to know how they can pray for you. Would you tell us real quick how we can pray for you? All our listeners listen all over the country, all over the world to this, and we'll make this a podcast too. A, how can we pray for you? B, what's your website for folks get involved, become a part of what you're doing? People want to connect with you.
The way they can pray for me, just pray for strength and wisdom, as always. Just strength and wisdom. And the way they can connect on social media platforms, just go on any of those social media platforms and look for Mark Keith Robinson.
All right. And be sure you push the play button. When this guy speaks, people listen. You had a whole crowd of people, this big church in High Point, just up on their feet, really praising God, because we have a man of God here who's standing up for what's right. You're not trying to be popular. You're not winning a popularity contest, but you're doing what's right.
That's exactly right. This is not about being popular. It's about being right in the eyes of God.
All right. But the best part is he's a fellow North Carolinian. So God bless you, man.
Thank
We're
you.
In God's country, and those leaves are beautiful, aren't they?
They sure are. The whole state is. We love it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.